USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he doesn't have an opinion on the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. And I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor of the Senate going after Democrats who are pushing programs like Medicare for All.
Tax Day seems like an especially fitting day to tell Washington Democrats, no thanks. No thanks. The Kentuckians I represent will prefer to keep more of their own hard-earned money.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Louisiana authorities believe they've caught three men responsible for the fires at predominantly black churches in the same rural parish. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards confirming that Holden Matthews is the son of St. Landry Parish Deputy Roy Matthews.
I don't know what was in his heart, but I can say it cannot be justified or rationalized. These were evil acts.
The younger Matthews being charged with three counts of simple arson on religious buildings, each count carrying a 15-year maximum prison sentence. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal grand jury charged Greg Craig, a former Obama White House counsel, with making false statements and concealing material information about his activities on behalf of Ukraine from the Justice Department. Craig is the first member of the Obama administration to be caught in the Mueller probe. His sentence could be up to 5 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
The marijuana legalization industry appears to be fueling public confusion about CBD to advance its agenda. That's at least according to New York Times investigative reporter Alex Bernson. That's what he told Fox and Friends.
So THC is the chemical in cannabis that gets you high. That's what people use when they want to get high. CBD is not psychoactive. But it's not clear how well purified these products are, and a lot of them are not tested that rigorously. From my point of view, one of the problems with CBD, besides it's an expensive placebo, meaning for a lot of conditions, but people like placebos, and if they don't hurt them, that's fine.
Right. Bernson also contends,
from my point of view, what's really dangerous about CBD, and I mentioned this in the book a little bit, is that it confuses people about what cannabis is. What you or I, or grandma might use to treat her arthritis has nothing to do with what her grandson is smoking upstairs and getting high on. CBD and THC are not the same chemical. Look, people have a lot on their minds. Most people are not that worried about THC versus CBD versus cannabis. And the legalization industry, and it is an industry, has capitalized on this to confuse people. So you buy this stuff and you put it on, and maybe it helps you, maybe it doesn't, but it certainly doesn't do anything terrible to you.
Right.
And you think, oh, marijuana should be legal. Why isn't it legal?
Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.